This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle market for Monday, May 20th. Well, cattle markets last week were a bit lower, but not quite the washout that we've been seeing over the last month or so. We had live cattle down about a dollar on the front, feeders down about $3. Cash trade was weaker, and that continued to spill over into the futures. But for the third week in a row, we saw the cash trade kind of buckle. Fed trade averaging around 117, which is down 3 from the previous week. Dress trade around 186, that was down 6 from the previous week. We did see the box beef values kind of stabilize. We were a bit higher on Friday. Choice was up 75 cents at 220, select up 40 cents at 208. The spreads at 1203, movement 109 loads. Now we had a really nice key reversal up on Thursday. So after putting in a new contract low early in the session, markets reversed back up, and then we had some follow through on Friday. So even though the markets were still lower for the week, we did see some very nice price action late in the week, and I think that forms our bottom. We've been kind of looking for this market to stabilize here, and really it has been. It's basically just chopping around. We had the big washout here a few weeks ago, and then the last week and a half to 2 weeks, markets basically has just kind of dribbled lower, kind of stabilized a little bit, and then again you get that key reversal on Thursday and some follow through on Friday. So that's encouraging that likely we have found at least an intermediate term type of bottom in this market. We could see a snapback pretty well. Even halfway back is a pretty impressive move. It would give you a $6 or $7 move in both lives and feeders. So it's something I think worth noting that that we could be looking at a pretty good rally here in the live cattle trade. We are going to have a cattle on feed report out on Friday. Total on feed is expected to be up almost 4% over last year. Placements up 19% over last year, and marketing's up 6% over last year. Now, some of this is, a lot of it, I think, is based on the weather, the storms, storm after storm through the winter that skewed the marketing rate, skewed the placement rate, and that's getting back in line. With the warmer temperatures and the feedlots getting in better condition, the feedlot managers finally kind of stepped up their filling of pens that had been left empty for a while, just because of significantly muddy conditions. And most of that is in the eastern central plains and the western Midwest. In the southern plains, you really never had those weather problems. A pretty mild winter, a nice spring, so we didn't get that skewing there. But we did have a lot of, we had a very good grazing condition across in the fall and through the winter. Very good moisture, very good wheat growth. And so it looks like there was quite a few animals kind of kept on pasture, and we're probably going to see a big placement rate because of that as well. Not so much in Kansas, but the further south. We had a pretty cool and late planting season in the central plains, but the southern plains, I think, saw a lot of grazing activity, that and those animals being pulled off and placed a little bit late to be placing in April. I think some of those stretched into that. So looking for big numbers to be put on feed. And again, you know, big placements in April are going to mean big marketings in about August and September. And that's why we're looking at the major low in cattle to be coming right around that time window. And normally you're getting kind of a seasonal low in August anyway. And I think that's going to stretch into that time window as these major massive placements start, you know, finish in that time window. And some of that will be at the tail end of summer where you have low demand anyway, low consumption, but some of it could stretch into September where you tend to see a pretty good pickup with school lunch programs kicking into high gear. So there's a lot that I think is yet to happen in the cattle complex. But for now, with the chart formations and the price action, that I think you're going to see a little bit of a bounce here. And before we head on south into the major lows late summer, early fall. So, not to mention you got a corn market that seems to be on the run here, and that's obviously going to affect the feeder cattle market. There too, we're running into some quality problems in hard red winter wheat and soft red, for that matter. A lot of fungus issues, a lot of disease issues showing up. that's going to affect quality and could push a lot of that wheat into the feed channel. So you're not going to run out of feed. You're not going to have a shortage of feed, but it could shift the ration significantly. So that's, I think, ultimately going to affect the feeder cattle market. But by and large, I think we're just, as far as the cattle go, you're focused mainly on just the skewed placement and marketing patterns for the last several months, and that will take several more months to kind of get back into the normal groove. Also looking at a hog complex that's had some disappointment, we haven't seen the major demand show up that we thought we would get going over to China. And of course, more tariffs aren't helping that situation either. But cattle, I think we're going to see a bounce. I think the market's going to have a nice little snap back here before we head on south into the next major low, which I expect will be late summer, early fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.